Hello.
Hello. My name is Luis, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Jason?
Yeah, this is Jason.
Hi. The reason for my phone call is because, generally speaking, we would like to know if you are thinking that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten on the wrong direction, and that's the survey about, sir. Do you have time for fill the survey?
As long as it's not too long.
It's going to take around 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, I could do that, I guess.
Okay. Let me go ahead right now and check this. Okay. So right now, sir, I'm going to ask you, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in a suburb of Phoenix. It's called Levine, but
okay.
I vote for the mayor of Phoenix, so technically it's part of Phoenix.
It's okay, sir. We can continue with the Serbian. Thank you so much for letting me know, sir. Generally speaking,
okay.
Do you think that, as I mentioned before, the things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten, you know, are going on the ground direction? What do you think about it?
It depends on the specifics. Some stuff is getting better and other things not so much.
I see. Thank you for
it's hard to say one way or another on that because of that.
You
understand what I mean.
Yes, thank you for that, sir. We have the, you know, we have the three options, right? The first option is right direction, ground track, or you don't know, or you refuse to answer the question, right?
Maybe on track, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much for that, sir. I really appreciate it. Well, I would like to ask you some questions about the living area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
Well, I live in Levine.
Okay. So most likely, you know, that address, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. In what year you were born?
1975.
Thank you so much. Following question, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
My daughter is half Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African, American, or black, or Hispanic, or Latino?
White. Yes,
white.
I'm white, and my daughter is half white and half Hispanic.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for letting me know. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, okay. Either good or excellent. There are a few things that could be better, but it's not bad, certainly. Probably say good, I guess.
Good. Okay, thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of them on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can usually use any number from 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay. The first question is more good and paying jobs. 5 is a lot, then 1 is a little.
Oh, more good paying jobs? Was that what it was?
That's right. More good paying jobs.
Oh, that was 5.
Usually there's lots of commuting from here. A good place to live, but you have to commute a lot for things. That's the bad part of living here.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that, sir. I really appreciate it, sir. Next question is more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Levine's pretty good as far as Phoenix goes. That's why we live here. It couldn't hurt for it to be better though, for it to be cheaper though, of course. So I guess that would be a 5.
It would be a 5. Okay. And better public transportation options. You can rate from 1 to 5. Remember, 1 is better little, 5 is a lot, and you can rate it, taking 2, 3, 4, 5, right?
Probably a 1, because that's already pretty good out here. There's buses all over the place.
Okay. Thank you. And more parks and recreational opportunities.
Oh, there are lots of parks out here that, as far as recreational, the big thing, we have no movie theaters in the whole city. So I don't know if that's going to be in one of your questions, but that's one of the big things that's missing here. Would that be considered a recreational thing, even, or is it referring to stuff that's city sponsored? Parks.
Basically, for parks, that's what I'm seeing in the question, because have the on the next following question, right, that it says something similar, like movie theaters, right?
Yeah. Okay. Parks are pretty good out here, actually. As long as they stay how they are, it's good. So I don't think we really need more parks, just maintain the existing ones. So I guess would that be a 1 then, if it's already fine?
1, okay. Thank you so much. Also, for more dining and entertainment options?
Yeah, that would be a 5. You have to drive a half an hour at least to go to a movie theater.
Oh, we can say like an hour, right? Just for driving.
Yeah, if you count driving there and back, exactly, yeah.
Yes,
that's the biggest thing we're missing, and I've heard that it has to do with zoning. They can't build the building above a certain height, and so that's prevented us from having movie theaters.
Yes, and well, it's 23 and 3, right? And there's, you know, some good movies coming, right? And I see your point of view about when you drive like an hour for the movie.
Yeah,
theater,
so
right?
I don't go to the movies too often. When I lived in Tempe, I would go to the movies all the time because it would be right down the street. But we definitely don't have that here.
Very close. Okay, it says here, sir, mark shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Yeah, 5.
5?
Hi, Miriam.
Berry Street. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, it's okay. My daughter was just coming up to say something. Okay, what's the next one?
Yes, sir. The next one is Better Street and Road Maintenance.
In some parts of Levine, that's very well maintained, and other parts, not so much. So, you know, that would be a 5, probably.
That would be a 5. Okay, thank you so much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, or looking for work or retired?
Well, I'm actually a unpaid caregiver for my elderly father. So it's a lot of work, but I don't know what you would actually put it on as far as that.
Mm-hmm. We have employed, unemployed, retired, homemaker, other, or I refuse to answer. That's the option.
It would either be homemaker or other.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for that. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many or too few or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
There is none of that in Levin. 0.
Okay. So there are too few.
Yeah, it's pretty much all just shops and grocery stores and things like that. We don't have any corporate employment opportunities in Levine. That's a thing people have to commute to Phoenix for. There's none of that in Levine.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much. I hope that, we're going to take in consideration your answer for sure, because that's the main purpose of this call, right? And we're going to select the right up according to this information that you just told me, sir. And would you say that there are too many or too few or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
There's actually a lot of that type of stuff nearby. There's even an Amazon warehouse not that far away. There's lots of warehouses and things nearby.
But for example, for commercial things online, like Amazon.
There's a lot of that stuff nearby.
Oh, I see, sir.
There's lots of different warehouses nearby that's fairly close. It's just like corporate type office work is not to be found out here, but lots of that other kind of stuff.
Thank you, sir, for that. I really appreciate it. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores, businesses.
Okay.
For each, please tell me no or yes if you like to see more that kind of business in Levin, right? Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Just strongly or just what, or you refuse to answer the question, or just simply no?
Oh, yeah, the Target, another Target would be good.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
What was that again? Sorry, my daughter's distracting me a little bit.
Sorry, sir. It's okay, sir. And yes, the question is, would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets?
We have those close by. Marion, stop that. So I'm fine with the number of grocery stores, but some of the other stuff.
Thank you. So we can say that you are not agreeing with more grocery stores and supermarkets, right?
Yeah, we've got quite a few of those nearby.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, sir. And also for following question, would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains?
We already have some of that nearby.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, sir. I really appreciate it. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
Movie theaters is at the top of the list, and then a Best Buy would be great to have one of those out here, because that's another one I have to drive is to the same place where there's the movie theater to get to a Best Buy. And another Target that's closer, that would be great too. So those would probably be my top three.
Okay.
Like a movie theater, Best Buy, and a Target. Like, okay. There's an area being developed nearby, and they're putting another stupid gym in there, and I can't think of anything that is less needed.
Okay. Yeah, basically, you know, the main pain on the survey, right, is, you know, to get everything right on, you know, the state of Phoenix.
Yeah.
Right, and also for, most likely for the city of Levin, right? So that's why right now we are calling some people on Phoenix to make sure what stores they're most likely to see in Levin, right? But thank you for letting me know that for the movie theaters, the Best Buy would be great if you have one closest to your area and also another Target, right? And thank you for also letting me know that these are the three top for you. I really appreciate it,
yes,
and that's why we
are.
Yeah, I think that is because, as you mentioned that before, it took for you, or it takes for you like 30 minutes to drive for the movie theater, so I hope that they can.
And the same amount of time to go to a Best Buy, too. So.
Nice. Yeah, thank you for that. Okay.
Target is closer than that, but still I would prefer it to be closer than it is.
For the Target, it also takes for you to arrive, I mean, to drive like 30 minutes?
Not quite 30, but probably at least 20.
20. Oh, yeah, he thinks.
Yeah, to go out of a to go to a Target, I have to leave Levine and go to the next city over.
Yeah, basically,
you're breaking up there a little bit.
Can you hear me, sir?
Now I hear you.
Can you hear me now? I'm sorry
yep.
for that, sir. I think the connection it could be. But thank you for your answer, sir. I really appreciate it. Switching gears a bit, sir, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
There's a lot of housing available in Levine. It's just over the past few years that there's been inflation has pushed the rents up a lot, but that's been everywhere in Arizona, it seems like. But it's still in Levine, it's a lot cheaper than elsewhere. So we're still doing better than some of the other nearby cities, so it's better than elsewhere, at least.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. Do you think that it could be a very big problem or a moderate problem for you?
The problem will mainly be it's inflation tied. If the cost of rent keeps going up and going up the way it's been, then it could be a problem. But it's still better than other surrounding areas. Like, I've had friends who lived in Tempe, and it got unsustainable how high the rents went up there. People can't stay there anymore.
Okay.
So it's a lot better in Levine than it is over there.
Okay, thank you. Let me check. I'm also for following question. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, or a moderate big problem, sir, or not a problem at all?
Was one of the answers moderate? I think he said that.
You can refuse to answer it, or you cannot answer it.
Sorry, just a second. I have to help my daughter.
Okay, sir.
Real quick. What were the choices again?
Yes, sir. It was a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, slight problem, and not a problem at all.
Maybe a moderate problem. Was that one of the answers?
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me no or yes if you like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
I'm actually not a senior myself. I don't know if there is any of that actually out here. Like senior living facilities, I don't think we have any of that out here.
Okay, sir. So we can say that you're strongly yes or yes on what or no. That's are the options, right, that we have right now.
Oh, can you repeat the question?
Like to,
sorry.
Yes, sir. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors?
Sure, why not?
Thank you. And also, would you like to see more single-family detached homes, like separate homes?
Oh, we've got lots of those. That's pretty much what Levine is single-family homes. There actually are no apartments in Levine that I'm aware of. I think they zone those out.
Yes, the check. And also, would you like to see more multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums? Yes, strongly, just on what, or just simple no?
No.
Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes? Just strongly, just on what, or no?
We don't have any of those either.
Also, sir, one of the last question, for how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years, or you refuse to answer the question?
Moved to Levine in 2019, so let's see, how would that be, like 4 years? Over 4 years. So.
Over 4 years. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? And
rent.
You can also rent. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We rent our home.
Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and option in Levine. Please tell me if you are opposed or if you are in favor of each one. The first proposal is, do you propose or favor that as way to address housing costs and options? For example, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes and triplexes, strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, or you refuse to answer the question?
Maybe somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor, okay. Thank you so much. Also, do you oppose or favor that as way to address housing costs and options for repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Out here, there's so much vacant areas that mostly they just go and develop those as far as that. I know I've lived other places where that's been a big question, but it hasn't really been in Levine. I can't think of any vacant storefronts in Levine. So I don't think it would really be a thing out here. When I lived in Mesa, there was a lot of that, so I know.
Thank you. Yes, that's, you know, basically like the question, right? That in case you are agree with that, so the options are that repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing, or in case you are somewhat favor, strongly favor, you know, we just mark the on the survey rate. But basically, the survey, or the main point of the survey, is to make sure that the things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, right? And this is something that is helping us a lot. And thank you so much for being so kind with me and answering the survey, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The last question, sir, do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options, or is that a strongly favor or oppose for you, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Trying to think of any parking lot. Well, I don't think we even have any parking lots out here that aren't connected to stores and whatnot that I can think of. So it's not really a thing that would apply to Levine.
Would apply to Levine? Okay.
Yeah. I know out in Phoenix there's lots of parking lots. In regular Phoenix itself, downtown, but we don't. The only parking lots out here are connected to shopping centers and stuff.
The only one, right? Well, I'm going to move to the next question and change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Are you strongly favor, somewhat favor, or somewhat opposed?
Maybe somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor, okay. And for change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments in condominiums in the same neighborhood, are you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed, or you refuse to answer the
question? Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Next question, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Are you strongly favor, somewhat favor, or somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed. Somewhat opposed.
Thank you so much, sir. This is one of the last questions, sir. And finally, we'd like to ask you a few questions for study call purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? A first to 11th grade, high school graduate, or non-college post, or some college, including
graduate.
Community college? All right, thank you, sir. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, right? Less than 25.
Okay.
Let me check. Less than 2,500. Let me check here the amount, because it's not very clear. Okay. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000
to 25 to 50.
Okay, thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, am I speaking with Jason, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir, and for being so kind with me for answering the survey. And we're going to send this survey right for my department, so we're going to take in consideration your answer, sir.
Okay. Well, you have
okay.
A good one, then.
Have a good one, sir, and thank you so much for being patient with me, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening, and have a nice day, sir.
You as well.
Thank you, sir. Be safe.